We're back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. As we turn to the hotline and welcome in the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, who's here to bring us the local news. Dave, how are you doing today, good sir?
We're good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. I'll tell you who else is doing pretty good right now. Elyria High School senior Jillian Thomas. She's about to have some artwork on display down in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Kevin Martin had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, what is this all about?
Yeah, this is, a really cool story, really good news here for Jillian, a senior at Elyria High School. She was the winner of Ohio's 5th District Congressional Arts Competition, and she's going to have her piece called Brainworms, which is a which is something that she drew with watercolors and ink pens. That's going to be on display at the U.S. Capitol for the next 2 years. It was selected as the winner among 98 high school students representing 27 school districts throughout Ohio's 5th congressional district. And Jillian told Kevin that the win means a lot to her, and she looks forward to seeing where the publicity might take her and her art. Her inspiration came from musician Jack Stauber, who is an internet personality, a musician based in Pittsburgh. And she said she wanted to depict the way his music would look and feel, but also take a more personal spin on it and draw something related to me. The piece is a clown on a tightrope. And Thomas told Kevin that at the time there was a feeling of standing on a tightrope, performing a sense of stability for my peers, like a clown for all to see. It's a maddening feeling, really.
Wow.
And she was selected. Yeah, it's kind of deep, thoughts there from Jillian. Kind of a really interesting piece, which is portrayed on our website. If you go and search out Kevin's story, you can see a photo of Jillian's artwork. Really kind of interesting, kind of confrontational. It's neat. I like it. I think it's really really great. A lot of color, very vibrant vibrant work. And she was selected among the top prize winners by a professor of art at the University of Findlay and an education manager at the Mods Museum at the University of Findlay. And this is an annual event. Congressional Institute sponsors nationwide high school art competition to recognize America's youth and young artists. It started in 1982, and more than 650,000 high school students have participated. There was a reception this past weekend. U.S. Representative Bob Latta, the Bowling Green Republican, who represents a large part of Lorain County, hosted a reception for the winners and congratulated them all. So congratulations, Jillian, on winning the competition.
Absolutely. Like you said, Dave, congratulations to Jillian. Very excited to keep following that name and see where things sort of take her next. And, yeah, that is a very powerful quote behind her artwork. That's a more meaningful thought than I think I've had in my 27 years of being here. So I got that going for me, I suppose. Someone who might not be feeling as good as Jillian, Dave, a whole school district, as a matter of fact, over in Lorain, as their schools could be facing a bit of a deficit in the coming years. Carissa Wojtek had the latest again in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. What's happening in the Lorain schools, Dave?
Yeah, Lorain schools' five-year forecast is not a fabulous one. They're looking at potentially an $18 million deficit by fiscal year 2027. Superintendent Jeff Graham and Lorain School Treasurer Tia Kearney met with Carissa and discussed, the five-year plan ahead of their presentation to the Board of Education. It's not a fantastic forecast. The state requires that you update at least twice a year your five-year projection. And sometimes this ends up coming out, and saying, oh, well, a levy might be required or a levy isn't required, or, hey, we're in the black, we're in the red. An earlier projection, the one from November, had been much worse, and that was a $30 million deficit. But this one's, a little more than half that, at $18 million. This year's a little better off than it was in the fall. It might get some more of what's called the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funds, or called ESSER funds. And they can schools can move these funds to their general fund depending on certain factors. The schools have so far moved $17 million to their general fund to help cover teacher and staff salaries. It's looking like those 34 positions that were that were helped out by those funds. You know, that also includes, you know, the expansion of art programs in the district, and all of those funds run out in 2025. So the district's going to have to pick them up some way, either through a levy or through some other sort of, you know, schools, you know, savings. You know, there's currently, you know, some smaller issues like the superintendent's salary and benefits are paid by the state. And that continues through 2027, while the district is still under state control, as we've written about, you know, in the past. You know, and some of these emergency funds are really great, but then once they run out, you know, what happens? So it's a very lengthy, I thought, a very in-depth and well-written story by Carissa. And you can, again, pick that up on, you know, on ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. But if some things don't change, I mean, there's certainly some belt tightening, some cost cutting that's going to have to be done in Lorain schools. And some of the other, you know, things that they're planning to do are maybe, you know, kind of move students around a little bit, you know, condense services. You know, sometimes, you know, you can move students, like if a student's being transported too far to one destination, they can be moved to another school. And, you know, that sometimes helps out with some of the costs, you know, of transportation or, you know, of teachers, or if a teacher has a smaller number of students in their class and you can move some more students in their class, it makes more sense. And you might be able to, you know, eliminate unfilled teaching positions. Teachers obviously retire or resign. You know, occasionally they're fired. So some of those unfilled positions might be left unfilled or vacant and then be eliminated. And that'll help cut some of the costs as well.
Yeah, certainly a lot of details here, like you said, Dave. And also, like you said, if you're, you know, having a connection with the Lorain schools somehow, some way, whether you live there, have a kid within the schools, whatever, definitely check out Carissa Wojtek's piece. This, again, was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. You can find the digital e-edition online, of course, if you're a subscriber at ChronicleT.com. Dave, what are you, Carissa, Kevin, and all the colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, a lot of graduations happening. It is certainly graduation season, and a lot more graduations coming up. We've got Elyria High School, North Ridgeville coming up, Murray Ridge School coming up as well. Farther down the line, you know, a bunch more on Friday night, Elyria Catholic, Keystone, Midview, Black River. So a lot of really, really good good news for people out there for graduation season. A lot of hard work over 4 years by students, staff, teachers, you know, superintendents, bus drivers, everybody involved in the in public and private education school system in Lorain County. So we'll be covering a lot of those, and you can keep an eye out again at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition, and again some more 5-year forecasts, you know, from school districts. I know Carissa being sort of our go-to for the K-12 education, you know, reporting beat. We'll be focusing on a couple of those as well.
Well, you heard the man. Find the latest at ChronicleT.com or pick up a copy, of course, of that Chronicle Telegram. And, man, graduation season, I remember one of the better times of the year as a senior finishing up school because, of course, after graduation are the graduation parties where I hope all of our outgoing seniors stay nice and safe throughout the warmer months as they have their graduation party. So before we get out of here, Dave, got to get to my favorite time of the week. What do you got for this week's Scanner story?
Well, again, we'll go to our pals over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, where they've given us the story of a scanner call from Lakewood of a disturbance where a woman reported that in the apartment across from hers, in plain view, they were having some kind of event where there was a man in shorts and a blue wig dancing in his living room and also throwing his cigarette butts out the window.
You know, I normally have some kind of snarky comment to make, like a pun that's terrible of some sort. I got nothing for that one. A man in shorts with a blue wig dancing in his living room, throwing his cigarette butts out the window. I mean, a little odd, sure, worth calling the police over. I don't know, Dave, you tell me. I don't think so. I think you just got to chalk that one up to people being people.
Yeah, I don't. I think maybe you can yell across the courtyard and say please don't do that. But I don't know if we'd be calling the police over that kind of behavior. Or maybe call your manager and have them give a courtesy call, knock on the door and say cut it out. You're bothering the other residents. But not something maybe to call the police about.
Yeah, or just maybe don't look out the window. I don't know, but I digress. I digress. Entertaining Scanner story, as always, my friend. I appreciate the time this morning. And, of course, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues at the Chronicle, one more time, you guys know the spot. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or head to ChronicleT.com for that digital e-edition. Dave, thank you again for the time, my friend. I appreciate it, as always. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's great, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.